This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to talk money today. We got some money stuff to talk about because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you guys don't know how to win in a casino. And I think I need to teach you. And I'm not necessarily teaching you how to win money. I'm teaching you how to win in terms of your behavior and protocol, because you guys are really screwing it up. So while everybody was in church on Easter, and I felt guilty that I wasn't there, you know, and mind you, we also celebrate Passover, so I'm a little constipated, so I'm staying close to a toilet. But on Sunday, I just told my son, you know what? I got a feeling if everybody's in church, we might win. Let's go to the casino. It's like, he's like, all right, well, let's go. So we go. And we actually end up winning. And it's pretty, pretty cool, all right? And when we went in, and we went into the bingo parlor, and we played bingo. Yes, of course it's talking about bingo. Yes, it's talking about bingo. Bingo. Okay. Can I finish? Can I finish? Yes. Trust me, it is sexy. Bingo is sexy. I'm going to be sexy in 5 minutes. You want to see sexy. Bingo does get sexy. So listen to this. Okay, so we're playing bingo. And I've lost. I take my mom and some friends to play bingo all the time. And, you know, we sit there and we lose. And every time somebody else wins, everybody kind of cusses. Somebody goes, bingo. And you're like, oh, man, especially when you're one away. So you're like, oh, man, you suck. You know, and you hear cuss words under the breath and all that. Every now and then, there's a newbie. Somebody that got to be from California. Because I know I'm from California, so no insult there, but I get it. Being from California, I get it. And they scream. And every time they win, they scream. And there's always some table behind you screaming every time they win $50 or $100. So I'm there with my son. We're losing, you know, like I usually do. And then apparently there was some stupid, I call these things stupid because you always lose money on them. But they do this tick, 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 and they pick a ball, a bingo ball, that's your power ball. And apparently if you win bingo on this power ball, you get the jackpot. Now, the jackpot could be $500, it could be $700, it could be, and I'll tell you what you have to pay in terms of taxes in a sec. So, you know, they're always talking before they give the next number, and you just tune it out, and luckily there's free drinks, and you're drinking your drinks. You know, and my son's like, okay, you know, this is boring, this is stupid, we could have done something different, we could have gone and watched John Wick again, why are we here? And then all of a sudden they say, all right, well, you know, for the next number, it is the bonus ball, B8. And all of a sudden, my son's little thing wins. Okay? So he looks at me. I'm like, good job. And then he looks at me like, well, why aren't you that excited? Okay, whenever you win in a casino, you don't sit there and go, oh, I won, yay! You just start throwing your money all over the place. You don't do that. Just like, okay, that's cool. And then they're like, wait a second, we need to reconfirm this because it was the bonus ball. And my son keeps looking at me going, did we win more? And I'm like, yeah, I think so. And he's looking at me because he's expecting, you know, if we were with my husband, he'd be like, yeah, good job, yeah, whatever. Me, I'm just playing a cool poker face. I've gambled enough in my life. You know, was raised by a gambler. You just poker face it the whole way through because I didn't want everybody else to know. You know, I mean, I don't want to get mugged. I don't want to get hit on. I mean, I love getting hit on. But I want to be hit on by somebody who, you know, wants to be with me, not because we won a bingo jackpot. So I'm sitting there, and then apparently there were a lot of add-ons that my son won. So the grand prize was, it was under $1,000, it was pretty good. And then all of a sudden we get, people start to clap. We get clapping. Now, me, you know me, okay, I love an audience. Okay, and rarely when I do perform or I speak in front of an audience, I get any sort of clapping. So now all of a sudden I'm getting an ovation. And, you know, so my son's expecting me to rip off the bra and start dancing on the tables. I did, and I kept my cool. Then the smoking section. Apparently there's a smoking section, non-smoking section. So the smoking section people who are all high, because they're in the smoking section, not for tobacco, they're on pot. So they're all like, you know, twirling. I'm like, why is everybody celebrating? So nobody's cussing at us. We're getting it, and my son's like, did I just win a Nobel Peace Prize? Why am I getting an ovation here? You know, and do I stand? I'm like, no, don't stand. You know, when the time comes, I'll rip off the bra and I'll do what, you know, you usually do, the dance, but just not now. Because then after I tip the person, my machine wins. So then I win, not as much, I win like $125. So I'm like, okay, this bra's got to come off, I got to do the dance too, but I kept it cool. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is not because I want you guys happy that I was under the threshold. I think you have to win $1,200 in bingo to report it. Now, so that's not why I'm telling you this. What I'm telling you is because many of you come into Vegas and you are going to be ripe for a mugging. And don't announce when you win. The problem with bingo is, you know, you have to go bingo and you have to raise your hand. Everybody gets to see that you win. It's kind of embarrassing. And then they all look at you and they're all cussing. It's actually a blood sport. I would not recommend bingo for anybody that isn't martial arts or military trained, right? Because it's a blood sport. People give you dirty looks as they walk out. To me, whenever somebody wins, I'm just, oh, congratulations. You know, it's just, I want to make them feel good because you know they're just getting a whole bunch of cuss words. But when you get the room to clap at you, that's not always a good thing. I'm like, we got to get the hell out of here because we could get mugged. And so for those of you that do win, don't sit there and, again, rip the bra off and do the dance and do the screaming and do the, you know, nobody's applauding you. They all lost. Number two is anybody who wants some quick cash is going to very easily steal your purse. Remember, in this day and age, even though we have amazing metro and we have amazing law enforcement, you know, we just don't have enough, you know, out there to grab the average mugger. So you need to be kind of careful. Number three is just sportsmanship. Okay, just be a good sport about it. And for those of you going, well, how do you, Dahlia, control your fervor? How do you keep that bra on? Well, it's because what you do is you think about the money you lost and go, you know what? I'm still at a deficit. So I'll crack a smile when I'm in the black again. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it looks like President Biden has a plan on clamping down on the fentanyl overdoses. Now, I don't see anybody cutting back on giving doctors, you know, the hell that they are in terms of blaming us for the fentanyl crisis and threatening that we all lose our licenses. I don't see that cutting back, which I think should have not happened to the degree that it did, especially when we're getting a lot of our narcotics across the border or being made domestically. But President Biden is starting to impose sanctions against
or threatening, is going to threaten sanctions to stop the flow of 57 to 60 million fentanyl pills that are coming into the United States. So we've had over 100,000 opioid deaths. Many, 71,000 back in 2021, were connected to fentanyl and other synthetic opioid overdoses. This was a 26% increase from 2020. And in a December report, the DEA assessed that most fentanyl distributed by two massive cartels is being mass-produced at secret factories in Mexico with chemicals sourced largely from China. And I had written an article showing you guys the websites of where China was advertising these as chemical compounds to be sold to a lab. So the Biden administration released a fact sheet yesterday detailing steps it plans to take to tackle the massive increase in illicit drug smuggling from Mexico that many of us have believed were exacerbated by the border crisis. They say the main move, according to Daily Mail, would be to issue sanctions in an attempt to financially cripple the illegal drug syndicates. Republicans want to be classified as foreign terrorist organizations because they claim they operate more like ISIS than the mafia. So the White House fact sheet says drug traffickers, which are primarily driven by profits, require significant funds to operate their illicit supply chains. The Biden-Harris administration will expand its efforts to disrupt the illicit financial activities that fund these criminals by increasing accountability measures, including financial sanctions on key targets to obstruct drug traffickers' access to the U.S. financial system and illicit financial flows. Ooh, does that sound spooky? That sounds pretty forceful. We should have been on top of this years ago. I am frightened, and as a doctor, you see a lot, but I am really frightened by what we are seeing with these accidental overdose or these unintentional overdose, including kids. And I don't think we have a public trained well enough to spot it, to reverse an overdose. I don't think we have enough Narcan out there. Texas National Guard has been deployed to the border for the last few years. Thank God for, you know, what Texas is trying to do in Arizona. Not sure what's going on with the New Mexico border. But we need to stop the flow, and that includes having a barrier to stuff coming in. You know, and you know, I get a lot of people are very unhappy with Trump, and they don't want to they don't want to validate any of his suggestions. But based on the problems we have, I don't see how a wall is a bad idea when your border agents are asking for it. How I look at government and how I look at healthcare and how I look at the economy is you need to talk to the people that are the most affected by it. So whenever you're making a plan for healthcare, okay, talk to the nurses, talk to the doctors, talk to the pharmacists, talk to the dentists, talk to the patients. Don't talk to the politicians or the lobbyists. Talk to the people who are affected by healthcare. Talk to the taxpayers. Same thing when it comes to the border. Who is in the thick of it? Border Patrol. When I heard that nobody is answering Texas Governor Abbott's calls from the White House administration, okay, that's bad management. Even if you have, let's say, you're CEO of a company and there is a department head that you don't like, you still got to work with them. That's your job as the CEO. So if Biden doesn't like Greg Abbott, he still has to, you know, address. I mean, Texas is a big state. And I just kind of get the feeling that if a state is not going to go the way of a president or a political party, it's just not going to get the attention it needs. Now, fortunately, whenever there is a national disaster, we do see that the executive branch will declare, you know, emergencies, national emergencies, and allow funds. But the border is an emergency. And so, yeah, I think the sanctions are a nice thing to do. I just don't think the average cartel or entity that is, you know, bringing drugs in is really that worried about sanctions at this point. And, you know, it's interesting, California They're now going to look at sewage. Did you guys hear about this? California wants to figure out where are the fentanyl hotspots. So they're going to look at the wastewater for fentanyl and other drugs to try to figure out what's going on. Marin County, which is north of San Francisco, is testing sewage for cocaine, nicotine, and methamphetamines. They're also going to add xylazine or trank to the list. Local health officials say the data is going to help them spot and crack down on drug hotspots. Places where fentanyl and other opioids are rife could benefit there from more Narcan. Because the problem is we have Narcan, but do we have enough to blanket the whole entire United States? No, we don't. So they need to figure out where they need to have more of it. And good for them. I commend California for doing that. Okay, let's try to figure out where the hotspots are. Because everybody has to poop or pee, and they usually do use a potty. That's a way to test. Now, this is following how they used wastewater to figure out where COVID was. And I know it's probably not a fun job. But if the average person isn't going to their medical provider saying, hi, I have COVID, can you document it and report it? Or can you test me for it? How do people know? So a great way to figure out what is going on is checking the wastewater. And I know some of you are like, oh, no, that's big government in there. But, you know, it's, you know, when it comes to public health, okay, and you know, people sick of the government and they're sick of, you know, how the government takes, you know, things into their own hands. I, as a doctor, still need to know what's going on. And by the way, it's pretty apparent when something's going on. Remember Google, there was a study where doctors looked at Google searches. And they found that they could predict where the flu was hitting based on the Google searches. So when somebody goes cough, fever, whatever, this was before COVID, they could look and see, okay, wait a second. So we see the South, a lot more of those searches. We don't really see search terms that often hit in the Northeast, so it looks like flu started in the South. And that's how they were able to gauge it. And then they saw, by November 15th, we start to see those searches in the Midwest. And that, so, yeah, there are other traceable things. So I have no problem them looking at the wastewater. I have a problem anybody starting to use that data to discriminate or bias or isolate or, you know, quarantine, things like that. That'll make me a little nervous. But in terms of trying to figure out where a problem is, especially with drugs, yeah. And knowing where the hot spots are, I think are crucial. Especially since then we can inform parents and kids who go to nearby parks, hey guys, this is a pretty heavy hot spot for fentanyl. So we need to make sure that if you see anything at a park, don't let your kid pick it up. Careful around strangers. This stuff is pretty deadly. So twice a week, workers at the Central Marin Sanitation Agency is collecting a 50 milliliter sample of wastewater from 8 million gallons that flow into the San Rafael facility daily. I hope they're wearing a nose clip. That wastewater comes from residential, commercial, industrial sources like kitchen and bathroom sinks, toilets, and showers. Then they ship it to BioBot Analytics, based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, to be analyzed for the presence of drugs. Then the results are fed back. And they were able to test COVID that way. And they have great visibility, strong data systems. And so now hopefully they can do that with the fentanyl. So we'll see what happens, but we do have to control the border. And again, we're not talking about the ports where you have innocent migrants trying to flee and gain asylum. We're talking about the people that are sneaking over and getting into the country and carrying this stuff in. You know, we can't have border patrol on every square inch of our border. That's why we need a wall. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy claims Democrats are out of step with ordinary Americans as the debt ceiling talks roll on. Speaking on Capitol Hill today, the California Republican said progress is being made, but a major sticking point is over work requirements for social benefit programs.
Overwhelmingly, America supports work requirements.
The Republicans want the requirements, while the Democrats oppose the increased work demands for the benefits. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is optimistic about air travel this holiday weekend.
This is a big stress test of the system. We're seeing huge, huge demand. But so far, this holiday weekend appears to be headed in a good direction.
Memorial Day cookouts are going to cost more this year with inflation. The Bureau of Labor reports things like hot dogs, potato chips, and hamburger buns will cost more. Condiments and spices are up over 10%. Dave Collins, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Jason, our producer. All right, so I know there's a lot of concern that when COVID starts to quiet down, public officials are going to want us scared, so they're going to freak us out about another infection or virus. And, you know, I'm here to tell you, I will always tell you what I know. I will give you my honest opinion, and if I think it's something, I think it's time to panic, I'll tell you to panic. if I don't, and I really never will tell you to panic, you know, but if I, you know, don't think it means you all need to lock down and you know, head for Mars, I'm going to tell you. But when I do find something concerning, I do want to let you all know, not because I want anybody to panic, but I just want to educate you guys on what's coming around the bend. So there was some talk about Marburg virus. Some of you have asked, do we need to worry? No, you don't need to worry, but you need to be aware. And what happened with the CDC was not a confirmation that Marburg virus, which is similar to Ebola, is in the United States. I don't think we've had any American cases. What they did do, though, last week is they wanted to alert U.S. clinicians to be aware if it does come our way, because we sadly screwed up when Ebola did, and we had a patient in Texas, not me, but the hospital had a patient in Texas and sent them home with flu-like illness. Didn't realize it was Ebola. You don't want to send somebody home. They get other people sick. Then he comes back, ends up dying. They want us to be aware, you know, just something doesn't look like COVID. It might not be COVID. Might be something else. So the CDC alerted us last week that there's a couple outbreaks of Marburg virus going on in Equatorial Guinea and Tanzania as of April 5th. So as of last week, I don't think I have this week's numbers. There were about 14 cases of Marburg virus in Equatorial Guinea, 8 in Tanzania. They do not believe the two outbreaks were connected, and they say the risk is low, but they wanted us to be aware in the U.S. Marburg was identified back in the 60s in Marburg and Frankfurt, Germany. They might eventually change the name because we don't like to have names of viruses that bring up cities. So if somebody goes, yeah, I'm from Marburg, they're like, oh, no. You're like, oh, my gosh, it's just a city. And, you know, anyway. So there were outbreaks that have kind of cropped up. Kenya, Angola, South Africa, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo. And so because it's a part of the same family as Ebola in the Filoviridae, we get a little nervous about this one. It has a very high mortality rate. It'll cause a hemorrhagic fever where victims could bleed, have fever, vomiting, diarrhea, headaches, muscle aches, rash, red eyes, sore throat, and abdominal pain. Now, you will probably look a lot more sick than COVID. So if you have vomiting and diarrhea and headache and muscle aches, and, yeah, it's, you know, now that flu season is slowly, is, you know, coming to a wind down, or is winding down, you know, Marburg is a little bit more apparent. But it's, unfortunately, it's transmitted from bats and monkeys. We do think it can be spread from human to human, especially during, you know, body preparation for burial. But we have evidence that saliva, tears, vomit, semen, and blood can transmit the virus. So if somebody does travel, gets exposed, comes back and sleeps with you, there's a chance you could get it. So that's why we just want American clinicians to be aware. CDC said a report. I wrote an article so people can just kind of be aware of some of the symptoms. We don't have a treatment for it. There's some experimental treatments. But right now, its fatality rate is about 88%. Incubation period ranges from 5 days to 2 weeks. If you think you were exposed, we isolate you for about 21 days. Wearing a COVID mask is not going to help in terms of you being able to go back to work after 5 days. You're going to be isolated for about 21 days. So local officials just want to make sure Marburg isn't the next Ebola. And hopefully it isn't. You know, every now and then we have little Ebola outbreaks that smolder across the globe, and that luckily, usually in Africa, but usually the public officials seem to, you know, squash it as quickly as possible, and so hopefully we never see that again. Of course, all eyes are on the H5N1 avian flu. So this avian flu is making a lot of public officials more nervous than Marburg. Because avian influenza can be not only transmitted very easily across birds, but we have seen it in mammals. And there has been evidence of mammal-to-mammal spread. Researchers are hoping to God that if a human gets it from a mammal, it doesn't mutate to an easily human-to-human form because human-to-human flu spreads like wildfire. A mink farm in Spain last year had to cull 50,000 minks. I'm not a mink coat wearer, but man, that's expensive. And it's sad that 50,000 minks had to die because of an avian flu. So this bird flu will have that potential to mutate if it has more hosts. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, some people ask, how come Ebola or Marburg didn't spread like COVID? Well, it's interesting. The more lethal and fatal a virus is, the harder it is to spread because it kills the host. And so when you have individuals that don't even know they have COVID, or they think their vaccine is protecting them 100%, so then they go and hang out with others, they can spread it. But if somebody is down for the count, having Ebola, and everybody around them is educated, going, okay, they need to isolate, this guy's really, really sick, don't kiss him, don't... How many times have you had sex with somebody who had COVID? Most likely you did, because you didn't know they had COVID. They said, oh, no, I'm COVID negative, I just have allergies. Okay, sounds good. But if somebody has Ebola, you're going to be like, you know what, let's just kind of, you know, save it for the weekend. So when somebody is more sick, they're less likely to be out and about and spreading it. They can't hide it as well. Individuals, and it's interesting, too. One of the reasons why some of these illnesses are so apparent is because it alerts other animals that you're ill. So like hepatitis can spread among individuals. So if you see somebody who's yellow in the animal kingdom, you're like, you know what, that person is ill. Probably not going to eat their souffle that they're making. So, you know, H5N1 is an avian flu. It's about 100% mortality rate in birds. Now, keep in mind, we aren't necessarily vaccinating every bird. They do have a vaccine. They aren't necessarily treating every bird. But they do estimate that if this got into humans, bird flu is a 50% mortality rate. Now, that is way more than average flu, average COVID. So, human infections from infected birds do happen. But we're limited in terms of spreading it because we haven't necessarily had human to human. This Cambodia child who died and then the father tested positive made us very nervous that there might have been human-to-human contact. But there could be an argument that they both touched the same bird or the same mammal when they got infected. So do we need to panic? No. But do healthcare workers and does the CDC need to be prepared? Yes. We do believe Tamiflu and some of our current anti-flu medications could handle this temporarily until it gets until resistance rises, which could happen. A few years back, or I think about a decade ago, people started hoarding Tamiflu, and that was a big mistake. Also, many people have been taking Tamiflu when they have COVID, so we need to be very careful about that. And we also want to make sure we have enough, because we had a Tamiflu shortage during flu season last year, or this year. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before I begin with this next segment, just as a disclaimer, I, having had been an educator myself, I love teachers. I think what teachers do is heroic, especially those who put their lives on the line for their kids and are risking bodily harm every day when they're there at the schools. They work very, very hard. And I think they are owed a debt of gratitude. That being said, this next topic is how school districts are considering going to shorter work weeks because they think teachers are burning out. And these are school districts that I believe have complete summers off. And I, you know, at some point, we might need to kind of rethink about how many hours of working in a week is average, is needed, is necessary, or is too much. But when the average parent is working 12 months of the school year, it starts to, you know, make people a little less empathetic to a teacher's cause when they want the kids home during the work week because they're burnt out. Now, mind you, a teacher can be burnt out. Maybe it's because during the summer they're working a second job. But we need kids to not be cutting back on their education. We need kids to be using this time of their life where they learn the most to get the most out of education. And I've told you how to restructure school so kids aren't burned out and teachers aren't burned out. I don't think changing it to a four-day work week is the way to go. So an Ohio school district, and I'll tell you the way to go, but an Ohio school district is moving to a four-day school week because he says, the superintendent, Eugene Blaylock, that when you walk through the buildings, you can see it in our eyes how tired they are. So school employees are getting tired. Now, I tell you, since COVID, I've been tired. I mean, I'm not saying these teachers aren't tired. These teachers aren't burned out. But our kids don't need to be home any more than they already are. And I think, and I've already given you guys a suggestion, and I'll tell you what my suggestion is. But apparently the 4-day work week might give them more time to regroup. So he has switched his entire district to a 4-day school week. Students attend school Tuesday through Friday. Mondays are for self-guided work at home. Teachers spend Monday student-free at school to catch up on lesson planning. Superintendent Blaylock says if we really dig deep, this is about student achievement. If our teachers aren't 100%, our students won't get what they truly need and deserve. Now, he's got a point. But when you already have a 9-month working school year, you already have weekends off, holidays off, vacations, you know, these kids are really lacking very integral moments in their life to learn. And I think we're wasting a lot of opportunities. So if the teachers are getting tired, we stop this whole 8-9 hour workday thing. Many people are energized for a few hours each day. They could learn for a few hours each day. They could teach for a few hours each day. Let's change the Monday through Friday school to 8 to 12. And I've said that time and time again. Don't have kids at home on Monday. And teachers say, look, you know, our day is longer than 8 hours because we have to plan our lesson. I get that. When I had to plan lessons for students, yeah, I spent time on the weekend. I did spend that extra time. They're not wrong about that. But maybe they don't need to do a lesson that's an hour long. These kids need to learn math. They need to learn how to read. They need to learn grammar. They need to learn their history. They need to learn art. They need to learn another language. But they also need to learn money. They need to learn how to cook. They need to learn how to defend themselves. They need to learn how to start a fire. They need to learn how to change a tire on their car. They need to learn plumbing. They need to learn electricity. They need to learn a trade. They need to learn how to get a job. They need to learn how to lose a job. They need to learn how to save money. And so maybe rather than spending a whole hour, you know, filling up the hour, because, you know, if you do ask teachers, some of the problems teachers are having is they have to fill up that whole 50 minutes. Otherwise, the kids, if you don't have that structure, they start to screw around. Well, that's because a kid can't pay attention for a whole hour. So let's break it up. This way, the teacher doesn't have to spend all that additional time on planning. Well, after I teach, and then we try, then we work on it, and then we do the game, maybe they can eliminate a lot of that stuff. And you have two groups of teachers. You got the morning teachers, and you got the afternoon teachers. The morning teachers are the ones that hit the kids hard with the direct math, English, language, you know, concepts, etc. The afternoon are the sports, the physical activity, the, like I said, learning practical things. The average child should know how to milk a cow. They should know how to hunt for their food. They should know how to fish. Does the average child know how to get fish and fish? No. Nobody's teaching them. Now, I get we don't want PETA upset. You know, we don't want animals, you know, dying for no reason. But we should teach kids, and maybe you can do it without killing an animal, teach kids how to feed themselves. How to, you know, when I went to a school, 12 different schools, but one district where some of these schools were in were Maricopa County. And they would take us out into the desert for our desert survival course. And they would teach us where snakes would hide. They would teach us how to feed ourselves with a prickly pear fruit, how to stab a cactus and get fluid out of it to drink, what to eat, how to get help. And it was called a desert survival course. Why aren't we learning that? Why aren't kids doing more of that? So basically you have the morning team, and then you have, they're both first string. You got the morning teachers and you got the afternoon teachers. And their lesson plans are different. They're shorter. They won't get burned out because it's not an 8-hour work day. Although I do wonder why we can't work 8-hour work days anymore. Yeah, it's, you know, and I get it. I'm an Energizer bunny. I'll work from 6 a.m. till 10 at night, but I still need my breaks and I still need a nap. But I think what we're teaching these kids is we're spending a lot of time on, well, they're going to be with me. What happens after I finish this for 20 minutes? Then just have the lesson for 20 flipping minutes. You know, we have a big bullying problem because these kids have to, you know, do recess and they have to have lunch. Lunch could be separate. They could eat lunch at the cafeteria or they could eat lunch at home in between or when they're going to that next part of their day. You know, when I meet someone who's bilingual, I ask the parents, how did they learn their language? They learned that language when they were younger. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Instead, we're making high school students try and learn Spanish. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Is not helping these kids if they need to be fluent in another language. The average student doesn't need to find a library. So I think rather than taking days off, let's shorten the days, make them more compact, and then have the afternoons club-like where they're learning different things that are valuable in life. So by the time they are an adult, they know plumbing. They know electricity. They know carpentry. 1-877-DOCTOR.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.